I'm getting paid, so I'll do whatever.
You're so cool.
Maybe I'll just leave it to the people's devices. And then if they need it fixed, then they'll probably ask me to do it.
Jose? Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good.
Great.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, thanks.
So welcome to SharePlate.
Thanks. I'm here. just let me know.
All right. So before we go in, just one quick thing. Mm-hmm. Here at SharePlate, we have our diner sit with other guests they may not know. Are you okay with that?
No problem. Yeah.
Okay.
Go with it.
Great. You're going to have fun then.
Okay, cool.
Follow me and I'll show you to your table. There you go.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Oh, so thanks. Have a seat here, and in just a few moments, your guest should be arriving.
Okay,
enjoy.
Copy that, thank you. D26 or
D26? Wow, this is beautiful.
I'm Mark Lastimosa.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Great. Welcome to SharePlate.
Oh, thank you.
Before I go in, I just want to let you know here at SharePlate, we have our diner sit with someone they might not know.
Sure.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Great. Love the attitude.
Thanks.
Come on in.
Sure.
I'll show you to your table. Your guest is already here, actually.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Jose?
Hey. Yeah.
This is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Jose.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
All right,
you.
Enjoy your meal.
Thanks.
Hey, yeah.
How are you? Good, man. Enjoying New York this last 2 days. I was on a business trip.
Oh, yeah?
What were you doing, man?
I live here, actually.
Ah, you live here?
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Are you going out today?
Bye. Yeah, I'm flying to Austin to see my sister, actually.
Oh, okay. So, were you born there and then moved here?
So, I grew up in New Jersey. I came to New York for school.
Oh,
I've been
awesome.
Working ever since.
What did you study?
Animation. Yeah, traditional hand-drawn animation.
That's so dope, man.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I have been always a fan of animation, but I'm not an artist or anything.
Right.
I'm just a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And have you animated for some sort of show before?
I worked in like a television production studio for 6 years. So I did like little commercials here and there,
That's
some
awesome.
Things every now and then. But I've moved on since.
Okay,
actually.
Great, mm-hmm. Cool, man. I like that. In Puerto Rico, there's a small school
mm-hmm.
about that, but after you finish there, you need to go somewhere. So, but it's a great thing. I have learned a little because the musicians that play with me,
mm-hmm.
some of them are younger than me,
mm-hmm.
and some of them study that. And I have learned some sort of a little from them. And it's great.
You said you're a musician?
Yeah.
Like what do you play?
Okay, I play the guitar in a band called La Obra de Marte.
Mm-hmm.
It's a band that the literal translation for the name is the work, as in the work of art, but it's not the work of art. It's like the work of Mars, the planet. Mm-hmm. And it's some sort of like pop punk band, but with some kind of metal influences.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. I'm a metalhead, like myself. Yeah. The things that I have to work, and I'm kind of older, so I need mm-hmm. to be an
So who are your influences, for you would say?
Like, from metal? Mm-hmm. Well, Shredding, Paul Gilbert, Yngwie Malmsteen, all those kind of guitar freaks. Mm-hmm. But besides that, metal, really death metal and mm-hmm. really hardcore stuff. So, mm-hmm. For lack of this, I mean, I don't know if you have listened to Diocletus before.
I've heard of them. No. I don't listen to too much like heavy metal. Oh,
okay,
but,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Avenged Sevenfold is the softer side of it.
Right.
But our music is not really like that. It's more trying to search the mainstream here.
Oh, you guys.
Oh, hi.
Awesome.
This is for you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Thanks.
So our music is more trying to search the mainstream here. Mm-hmm. And well, we sing in Spanish, though, and mm-hmm. I'm trying to promote the group here in U.S. and wherever I go. Mm-hmm. We have two albums outside. They are both in Spotify. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're trying to do it. Meanwhile, we work in the real life. So
right.
You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And how...
Oh, well, cheers, man.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, really great to meet you.
Yeah. Man. What I was gonna ask you, how do you manage like the life in New York? It's really fast. I saw like this is the first time I come to New York.
Oh really? Oh okay.
Mm-hmm. It's really fast pacing.
Where are you from originally?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico. Okay.
So yeah, and Puerto Rico, even though it has its fast places, it's nothing at this place. Like everybody's running so much. It's so like.
You know, it's interesting. I guess I never noticed it because I grew up on the East Coast and I've kind of always been here.
I
didn't really, I guess, get a sense of that until I started traveling.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
So just so you guys are aware, uh-huh. we don't have any menus.
Okay, sure.
We, I know, it sounds funny. Instead, we mix the culinary traditions of each table and we come up with something completely different.
Nice.
The only other question to ask is, where are you guys from? What kind of food did you guys eat when you were growing up?
I grew up in New Jersey. I was born here.
Okay.
But my family originates from the Philippines, actually.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Philippines. All right. And what about you?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rico.
I was born and raised there.
You were said again?
I was born and uh-huh. raised there, so I grew up there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Philippines and Puerto Rico.
Correct.
All right, let me get this to the chef, and then we'll cook something up for you guys.
Great.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. Oh, man, that sounds interesting.
it's awesome. It took me by surprise. Like, they were saying to me before this that something is going to be some surprise. That was one of them.
Right.
Because
right.
I was like, no menu. This is crazy.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. Like they were going to try to cater to the interviews we had or something like that.
I assume that. Well, but what I was going to ask you, when I came from Puerto Rico to work here, mm-hmm. the first 2 days, when I saw everybody running, I was like, damn, this is... I was avoiding and I'm trying to not get hit by anyone. But then I got used to it, so it's cool. I like it. Mm-hmm. But at first time, it's shocking.
Yeah. When I came here for college, it was. Did you take like the transportation here? Did you take the subway or the bus or anything like that?
My coworker took me through the subway. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go but I didn't want it to go alone because I didn't know where to go.
Yeah.
It's really. It has a lot of connections. So, but she knew. She took me on the subway. We went to the Grand Central. Mm-hmm. We went to a lot of cool places. The avenue that has a lot of screens and lights.
Times Square?
Times Square. Mm-hmm. But we went there. And next time I come, because I'll be coming every once in a while here.
Okay.
We're going to try to visit a lot more places and go to concerts. I love concerts.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah,
probably metal concert or something like that.
Right. Mm. So when I first came here, mm-hmm. I was so kind of unsure of how to use a subway. I only took one subway anywhere. If I didn't travel anywhere unless it was along the 6 line, actually, the green line.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, because I was just so afraid of transferring.
It happened to me, like, if I did not knew where I was going, I wanted to try that away, and I'll probably do that. Just take one, go to the
pier.
Hi.
Here is your fusion dish made specifically for you.
Oh, wow.
We have a slow roasted pork.
All customers that come from seat assignment must board the
Yeah, it happens.
This is our boarding call for all customers from on JetBlue flight.
Are you enjoying your time here?
Yeah, it's great.
During gate number 16, the door will be closing at 7:08.
I'll tell you more about it in just a second.
Okay.
So it's slow roasted pork with a coconut sauce and bok choy. Enjoy.
Awesome. Thanks. It looks great. Thanks.
Great.
Oh my God. Bon appetit.
Yeah, bon appetit.
In Puerto Rico, we say buen provecho.
I don't think I can recreate that.
Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
good.
Like,
have you ever had Filipino food before?
Mm-mm. No.
The sauce is kind of reminiscent of a couple dishes. It's like kind of coconutty.
Oh.
Usually it's not, at least the way like my family prepares it, we usually don't use like so many spices. Like I can definitely taste there's like a little more in here, but it's pretty good.
I think that the so many spices come from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico, yeah, I was thinking that.
Because in Puerto Rico, the food that we do in Puerto Rico, we added a lot of spices, and it's great, but if you are not used to it, it might be kind of a little harsh, but it tastes great, and I can see that the steaks, in Puerto Rico, we do a lot of steaks, a lot of churrasco. Churrasco will be skirt steak.
Mm. Oh, okay, so that's probably where that came from.
Exactly. Underneath is pasta. I did not know that.
How would you describe Puerto Rican food? I don't think I've really had too many Puerto Rican dishes.
Puerto Rican food is really, it has a lot of different good plates, but I can tell you that more important plates are fried plantain.
Okay.
So it's what we call tostones, that's flat plantains, and mofongo.
Mm-hmm.
Mofongo is smashed plantains.
Okay.
Rice and beans, white rice and beans is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Usually we do it with either fried chicken or fried pork. And in Christmas, the food is awesome.
Like
literally, if you go to Puerto Rico on a Christmas, you will love it because it's one of the longest Christmas that is celebrated in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that the food is incredible.
Mm.
And for you that you seem to be like a fit guy, it wouldn't hurt you that you eat a lot of Puerto Rican food, because for me that I'm kind of a big guy. I cannot eat a lot because I'm gonna get bigger. But you're gonna love that.
Oh, that'd be great.
And what about you? What music style do you like?
Actually, I grew up listening to mostly like 90s alternative rock.
Okay. And
then into the 2000s, like the post-punk, post-grunge, kind of pop-punk too.
Tell me which artists do you like most?
Do I like most?
Which are the most that you kind of love in that kind of genre?
I guess right now, like mainly like alternative rock.
Okay.
I've been listening to. It's. I feel like it's kind of having a little revival in terms of some of the older bands I grew up listening to are putting out albums recently.
Something like Matchbox 20 or newer than that?
More like Breaking Benjamin.
Oh, okay.
Or
gotcha.
Like Seether.
Yeah.
They put out a new album recently. I was kind of surprised because they kind of like faded away a little bit, which is nice. And then I'm really glad Sum 41.
Sum 41 is awesome.
Yeah, they put out an album again. I got to see them live, which is really great.
Man.
Yeah, they're good.
Have you listened to Clutch before?
Clutch? No, I haven't.
Or Devin Townshend?
I don't think so.
That's kind of obscure stuff. But I was going to, last week I was in Florida, and I wanted to go to a concert for them, but I couldn't. And then I listened to Clutch, and it's great. It's more or less that type of vibe, Breaking Benjamin actually won Puerto Rico. I did not saw them because I was working. But I would love to see them.
Man, they're, yeah, they're really good live. And Sum 41, really, really good live.
Sum 41, I think that went to Puerto Rico like 8 years ago. And also Blink 182. I love Blink. I mean, it's kind of the pop I started with.
Yeah, that's how.
Then I move on to all the stuff. I love Taking Back Sunday, Thursday. Thursday is kind of old school.
You know, it's interesting. There's actually a party in New York that happens like once a month. I forget the name of it, but basically what they do is they play like a lot of pop punk, a lot of emo from like the 90s and 2000s. It's played with a live band, and they ask the audience to come up and sing the songs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. Awesome. Like I took my friends there, and I sang Lit, my own recital.
Yeah, of course, and man. Then, that's classic.
Oh, yeah. And then my friends and I, we got up there and we sang My Chemical Romance.
Oh, my
God. I'm not okay.
Come on, that's the that's the anthem of emo kind of punk. I love that album, by the way.
Well, it was kind of funny though because it was basically live band karaoke. The problem was that they didn't have like a monitor for the lyrics. So if you didn't if you didn't know all the lyrics, people were kind of fumbling through.
I'm not too good with the lyrics because since I'm a musician, I'm always trying to figure out the music.
Yeah, yeah.
But and that's my issue. My wife, however, she's great with lyrics. She heard it like twice and she knows it. It's something crazy. So probably if she goes there, she will be a good singer there or something like that.
Right, right.
And do they do that in one venue or in several different venues?
I've been only one time and I believe they mentioned that they were at that venue like a few times. But I've seen like the event page pop up again recently, and I think they changed the venue. I think it might have got more popular, so they might have just
a bigger place.
Yeah, put it at a bigger place.
How was it called the activity? How do you call that? So that I can search it on Facebook.
I guess the generalized term would be a live band karaoke.
Live band karaoke, but yeah. that specific one.
Yeah, I'd have to look it up. I mean, if you feel you're coming, you said you're coming back to New York a couple times. Yeah, we should exchange information.
Yeah,
I could show you some stuff. Or
after
whatever.
We go up here, after, we change.
Yeah,
so that
yeah,
we can
definitely.
Up, man. Actually,
yeah, I'd love to hear your band's music too.
I have in my wife have with her cards that you can download the band free, but also you can just go to Spotify.
Hi guys. Hey. How are you enjoying your meal?
Good.
Awesome. I love
it's
the spice
awesome?
In it. I love
good.
The spice.
Good. I'm so glad.
I was wondering what is that you put on the sauce?
It's a coconut sauce.
It's coconut? No.
Yeah, coconut base. So, and with a bit of kick to it.
I love it. I really love it.
I'm glad.
I will say, in the, you said this is bok choy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there might have been some sand. Dirt.
Oh.
Maybe not fully washed out.
Okay.
But I was getting a little crunch there.
Well, you know what? I'll go talk to the chef and I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. But still good. I still like that. I just I noticed that.
What do you call this? Takfu? What is
bok choy?
Bok choy.
I think baby bok choy.
And that's the name of the vegetable or the form of the unit?
The vegetable.
Okay. Yeah. Bok choy. That's cool. Mm-hmm. I learned something new. I thought it was some sort of asparagus melted or something like that. Well, in Puerto Rico, also, Fall Out Boy, you have. They're Fall Out Boy, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I love that type of pop punk. It's like happy punk. So we started some sort of that way, but now we kind of mature our sound. And we are more in an alternative type of way, but not in the Breaking Benjamin. It's more kind of more happy, but more melancholy at the same time.
Okay.
It's crazy. I love you. I hope you like it.
Yeah. I'd love to hear it. I guess... if you could make a comparison, do you have like a band that maybe you would say you sound like? That I might know?
Have you heard about Silverstein? We have get a lot of comparisons from Silverstein. Let me see who else. My Chemical Romance as well, and a few songs they have told us that we look kind of sound like it. Let me see. I don't know what else, but I think Panic at the Disco, the early years, something like that. I mean, along those lines. You will hear probably shredding, those, like what I was telling you, Paul Huber, kind of guitaristic stuff, technical stuff.
So have you been playing, I guess, your whole life? Is that? Oh, that's so great.
I started kind of late. I'm kind of old already. I'm 36 years old. But I started like when I was 19. But I learned really fast because I kind of got obsessed with the guitar. Really. It was all I was doing. I was working, studying in the college, and play guitar.
So like when, I guess, what was your plan? Instead of playing guitar, what were you thinking you were gonna do?
I didn't know, man. I just knew that I just wanted to do it. I did not know if I was gonna be famous or if I was gonna. I never had that in mind. I just knew that I wanted to do it all my life. I wanted to get better at it and practice a lot. Of course, sometimes you think that, hey, it would be cool to have a big band and live out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, I'm kind of more realistic. You know, have to work, get money to buy the house and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But my plan has been always just keep doing music, keep recording it, play live, and if someday somebody like it that much that he will like, that he has money and like to help our band in playing worldwide, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Right, right.
Okay.
Oh man, yeah. When I was in high school, I formed a band with my friends.
Yeah.
I played guitar and I sang, and he was on drums. But it was like, we knew it wasn't like going anywhere. We were just having fun, making songs and
That's the beauty of it. At first, it started like having fun and trying to noodling around it. But then I started like that. But then I really got hooked on like. I don't know what it was, and I think that it was a period in my time that I did not have like so much fun.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Great.
I'm sure there's a little bit of grit in that. I don't know what that might be.
Yeah.
Do you want to stop eating it?
No, I mean, it was just the bok choy. I took a bite, and I just noticed like some hard pieces. Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. Our chef, sensitive apologies.
Yeah. I mean, everything else is good. You know, I'll just maybe just stick away from that one for now. Yeah.
Sure. Well, I'm going to let you guys finish up, and then I need to get a couple of shots of just some silences for reaction shots.
Sure.
And then
sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Enjoy.
So basically, I started that way, and then that time in my life was really hard, so I just took that as my escape, I guess. I just played guitar, that was all.
Right, right. Yeah, me too. I was just by myself, like, playing guitar, coming up with songs. It was such a good outlet.
Can I get a reaction shot? Can you pop your knife down and just look and then glance out the window for me? Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
So look where to the camera?
No, just check the mic and then just bounce out the window.
Okay. This is great.
Yeah, no.
I mean, the meat is still awesome, but it is spicy. It's really spicy.
Yeah, I'm noticing that kick.
Yeah. I would love to have this sauce at home, or know how to do it.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious. The flavors are familiar, but I'm wondering like how they made it.
Do you know? Do you cook? Do you know how to cook?
Yeah, I like to cook. I cook Filipino food sometimes, but not. I think I know how they did it, but I'm not exactly sure.
And that's part of their magic, I guess.
Right, right.
I don't know how to cook, man. I just do basic stuff. But believe me, I don't know how to cook. My dad back in Puerto Rico is a chef. And
he
cooks crazy good.
You didn't. he didn't want to take it up.
No, basically, Dad, sorry, let me take it up.
So, hold on, guys. Hold your cameras. Hold your cameras. So if we can just do that silence thing, so just put your knives down.
Oh, okay.
Right. Just do a kind of look to each other and then glancing out the window. The reason I ask for this is it's a reaction shot. It kind of gives me opportunities to cut your grip.
Okay.
Sure.
So yeah, just pop that on.
Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Flight 1677 with service to Jacksonville. My name is Ray. I'll be assisting with your flight this evening. Paddle gate number 28. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fairly full flight. We're seeking volunteers, about 12 volunteers, to go ahead and gate check your carry-on. It'll help us expedite the boarding process a little faster. If you're interested, there is no charge. Please see me here. I'll go ahead and tag your bag.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This is the carousel. Once you arrive in Jacksonville.
Sure, friend.
Cheers, mate.
Please take a moment to look at your boarding pass. If you do not have a seat assignment, please see me here at the podium. Thank you.
My lip hurts because of the cold.
Oh, right.
Dude, they are broke.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's so... I guess... well, have you ever been to other countries with this weather before?
No, man.
Oh,
no.
Yeah,
well,
it must
my,
be...
My wife... was born in New Jersey, but
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, but she moved to Puerto Rico like right away. Mm-hmm. But she has seen snow, and she knew. She told me like she's gonna need a jacket and stuff like that. But
yeah,
she didn't tell me about the leap stuff.
Right? Yeah, I guess that's something I always forget about too.
Laura, have you spoke to Laura, the producer?
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking to her, and I must think that she must think. I was talking to her like doing this. And she must have think that he must be flirting with me. No, man, my lips hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done commercials before? Like
No, not at all.
It was crazy. They asked me. They sent us the email, right? And I filled it out, but mm-hmm. I thought that it was not gonna happen. I thought that okay, let me do it. But it happened. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. My I told my girlfriend about it, and she was saying like, "Oh, did you ever hear back from them?" I was like, "No." I was like, "They're not gonna call." I was like, "They're not gonna call me back. They probably think I'm some weirdo."
That's exactly what I thought that when my wife asked me.
Check on his website, and he's just phenomenal. I mean, just to tell you, basically, it's like.
Yeah, during my during the Skype interview,
mm-hmm.
they were just asking us a bunch of questions,
mm-hmm.
and I guess one of the questions was, tell us something about yourself that nobody knows.
That's crazy.
And I couldn't think of anything, so like. Off the top of my head, I said, oh, I really like documentation. I really like to document processes and write tutorials, which is part of my job. No, it's really, really boring.
No, dude, I like documenting stuff because yeah. I do that in my job as well.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, I thought I actually liked doing it. Yeah. And then as soon as I said it, I felt like, oh, man, that sounds so lame. And I told that to my friends, and they're like, why did you say that? They're going to think you're so boring. I was like, oh, yeah,
no,
they probably are.
My, you know what? Not really. There are friends. Usually when we speak to our friends, they tend to do that stuff. But man, it's actually cool. I like documenting stuff and showing stuff. I have to create a lot of how-to documents for my testing peers.
Yeah, I do that in my job a lot.
So basically, I need to get a lot of